I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Harriet, would you please call the roll?
Okay. Harriet Hipperson, present. Sandy Duncan, here. Amy McDonald,
here.
Rachel Albert,
here.
And we have Alan Parker, and you got me your first name.
James
Hipperson. And Mayor John, who is excused in absence.
Okay, thank you. Looks like we've got a quorum present tonight. Let's go ahead and proceed with item number 3, the consent agenda. Did everyone take a little bit to look at the July 8th minutes?
I didn't see any.
Yeah, I didn't have any corrections.
Yes. Sure. Do you have any corrections to the minute? I wasn't here.
Okay. Item B, the voucher list.
Looks like business to me.
Yeah, normal. Kind of normal stuff.
Normal.
Item C, Mike Harrington. I don't know, I think he emailed it to everyone, but he has taken a position with the Uinta County, and so he will no longer be our attorney after the end of this month, which is a bummer. So, Harriet, did you want to talk about what your correspondence with Union Wireless?
What are we going to talk about?
Union Wireless.
Did the letter from the lawyer?
Yep, already did.
You did already?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't hear a word you're saying, but that's okay. Yes, Union Wireless is interested. They sent us an email to see if the agreement they signed several years ago was still in effect. And I finally got them to send me a copy, and it was signed in 2010 with Daggett County. So I told them, which had me tell them that it wasn't in effect anymore and that we would be glad to discuss the franchise with them. Then in the events with our lawyers, I asked the man to send us a copy of what he would like us to review rather than put it in through the process to have us write one. And he's going to send that to us. And we did tell them that we'd signed a contract already with Strata for the fiber optics, and this will be for other stuff. And they've been approached by the, I guess, Matt Lucas's for the Kestrel Lane, some infrastructure to put in. That's how it all got started.
Well, is it my understanding that they do own the poles and that Union still owns the poles?
Oh,
is that correct?
I don't know.
I don't know why they wouldn't. They've always.
Yeah, I would think they probably do.
So that's probably why we need a agreement for the existing power. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Interesting.
That's a good thing, I would say.
Yeah.
The more franchise agreements we have in place, the more we have structure.
Yeah, I think it's.
Of course, it's a recourse if something goes wrong with the utility company. So
I don't think it's a competition thing. I think it's a necessary supply thing.
They're realizing we're growing up.
Yeah.
You know, Strata did a franchise agreement, and they're like, oh, well, maybe we should have it too. So,
yeah, it's been a day or two.
With that, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I motion that we approve the consent agenda.
A second motion.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next up, committee and staff reports, which isn't here, so I don't. He's got nothing. Haven't really talked to JD about the fire department. I think everything's fine there.
I was a resident asked me if we are looking for a new fire chief because there was some kind of notice in the post office, but I believe that was a Daggett County and not a town of Dutch John.
Oh yeah, I think the Flaming Gorge Fire and EMS. They're looking for.
Yeah, I did not know for sure, but that's what I thought. It was probably a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So I think JD's still.
Yeah. He wouldn't turn down help, though, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure. Yeah.
They were a little bit busy.
Yeah.
Last week or two.
Yeah.
Anything from PNZ?
No.
I guess the only thing, and maybe that came from Jamie personally and not through PNZ, about Dark Skies.
Oh, thank you. I saw she emailed and I haven't read it, but I do know that she is trying to coordinate and reach out with, I think her name is Sarah. I feel bad for not remembering her name offhand, but she is the person who's very knowledgeable about Dark Skies and Dark Sky initiatives and what it takes to kind of get off the ground and get started. And so she is trying to get her to come talk to us about what it would take for us.
Yeah, that would be. I think that everyone would be into that.
Yeah.
Cool. Buildings and grounds. Like, the blue building is now the pink building. I'm addressing our mouse problem at the fire station.
She's small.
Cemetery, haven't heard really anything from
I
them.
Heard a conversation that they're having trouble with the water. That it's all going to Dripping Springs.
Oh, they're not making it to.
And they don't have enough pressure.
Oh.
And so our grass is dying.
There haven't been overages at the cemetery, which
yeah.
No, I think they've got it kind of dialed down a little.
Well, they haven't even been able to use the water, it, according to Craig and Terry. It's a problem somehow. Yeah, well, or they just, it's just taking out the pressure to go, I don't know.
There's some pressure somewhere in that line.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if they've talked with Trevor, I don't know, but I do know they have a water trouble at the cemetery.
If they haven't talked to Trevor, he needs to know.
Yeah.
He might be losing water in the system.
But you haven't had an overage
charge. No, we're getting overage charges at the conference hall because the urinal would run.
Yeah,
but there haven't been any other overages this year, so
anyway, I think they're working on that.
Freedom Festival for next year, I looked and it will be on July 3rd. Nothing exciting to go there. America 250, do you have anything, Harriet?
Well, Sandy and I talked yesterday about how to go before them. And I did file a report for the Freedom Festival today online, so we're up to date with the Harbor Parks of the state. But we were thinking about maybe since we couldn't do the fireworks and we won't be able to do the trap shoot that we have planned, that maybe we make the chili cook-off a great big hurrah and go out of town and spend whatever money we had left. I may maybe buy some meat prizes and have a drive on that. I will say that the Freedom Festival went extremely well. There were just no glitches, it didn't seem like.
The breakfast?
Yeah, the Freedom Festival breakfast.
Yeah.
Was very well done. Anyway, that's what we're thinking, so. If anybody has a suggestion, we're open to them.
All right, item number 5, public comment.
I don't know if this is the right place, but you know the Container House?
Uh-huh.
Do they not do garbage? There's never a garbage out there.
Oh.
I didn't know.
He's definitely living in it.
Yeah.
I will fix that. My public comment, don't forget the yard sale on Saturday. And I don't know if everyone doesn't say it really plainly on the flyer, but the kind of plan is to have everyone put stuff out in their driveway or a front yard or whatever, so that people can show up and just kind of go house to house.
But I don't understand, if you sell something, are you supposed to give the money to somebody? And if so, who?
To me. No, you would keep it for yourself.
Yeah, it's your stuff.
Yeah, it's your stuff.
You're selling your stuff.
Yeah. This is just something, there were a few people that had approached Susan kind of wanting to have estate type sales, and she thought, well, let's just make it a whole community thing. And she's advertised it all over the place and gotten the word out. So if you have stuff to get rid of,
okay,
let's do this.
I won't be here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on to item number six, old business. We have Sunrise Engineering, the fire station recommendations, discussion, and possible action. I think we've got the newest version of the agreement.
Okay. If not, I have physical copies for you to want some.
I was a copy. I'm that out.
Yeah, I can. You got a copy, you said?
I have one.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll take one since you've got extra. It's
always good to have hands on.
Yeah, I catched it in the email then. Thank you.
Okay. So just recapping last week, we kind of talked about separating this project into two different pieces. One piece is going to be helping you guys through the CIB process and actually getting the contractors on board. For the fire station, and we split up the fire station in two parts, one for the roof and one for the general building interior. So that's kind of what we're gonna help get a contractor for the roof, contractor for the inside, and then we're gonna help get an architect for your EMS building.
EMS building,
yep.
Not a contractor.
Yeah, no, just an architect. And the architect will help get the contractor later on. And then,
I understand all that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. If you guys would like more help, once you guys get a contractor and architect, we can make a new agreement. Once we kind of know prices of, once we kind of know what's going on more.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why an architect and not an engineer? What?
So an architect is going to design your building, and then he's going to hire an engineer.
Oh, we don't have a design yet.
I thought he did. A very basic one.
And okay. It was an old design.
Yeah.
Like a couple years ago. No, like 80s.
It's going to be required by our building department.
Okay, my misunderstanding, because I thought we already had.
We found some online plans they liked, but
yeah.
We're going to have to. Told her gentleman to work and. Plans that you found to get them to match our design requirements and state building code and everything else, it would be probably going to be cheaper.
Perfect. Thank you.
And per Butch's direction, this is just doing the bare minimum for now, just to help you guys get through the CIB process, get through the contractor.
Are you helping with the CIB process also? And is that part of the contract?
Yeah, so that's just the bare minimum for now. And if you guys want more help in the future, we'd be happy to help make another agreement. But per Butch's direction, we're doing the bare minimum just to keep the cost down.
Sure.
Another quick question. The price list and contract that you've got in your hand, does that match the price list that we signed with you as our general contractor services about a year and a half ago?
So that general services is just a time and materials.
Yep. And does it match up with that? I can talk with you offline about it.
Yeah, are you talking about right here?
Yeah.
So no, this is updated.
Hey, we're gonna need to chat about it a little bit. Because the reason that we're able to go with you without doing an RFP is because we already had that contract.
Right, and I talked to Aaron about this.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to create a task underneath that general services agreement.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure we were crossing our I's and dotting our T's.
Crossing your T's, yeah. So, yep. So that's kind of the basics of it. You guys have any questions? We came up with a cost of somewhere over here. $16,500, but that is only time and material, so we could, if we go under, you won't pay us that, but it's kind of up to that amount. And if you guys need more help and we've reached that limit, you can approve more, but we're just going to do a time and materials cost. So
sure.
And how long do you think it'll be before a contract is put out for people to work?
So the time frame on this first part is about 3 months to get a contractors on board, get architects on board, and then within 3 months we should have those pieces and parts put together.
So it's your cost, and then it's an additional for the architect and all of that. So
yeah. We're basically here just to guide you through it.
To get us to see it.
Any other questions?
I don't think so.
So 3 months puts us into winter.
October.
And well, winter doesn't come till like February.
Or June.
Usually it shows up for a day or two and then, yeah.
So, okay. Because that's a problem up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, the inside.
Don't have it re-roofed.
Okay, you're right. So we're talking about this building, not that one over there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
that'll be a spring.
And that'll be.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about that. Okay, sorry. No, I got it. Okay.
You're good.
Thanks.
So I don't know how this works. I don't know if you guys approve this and then Butch signs it, or if you guys sign it. How does that work here?
Butch will sign it as the chief executive.
Okay.
I'm safe.
So if I were to make a motion, it would be to accept this contract that you submitted to us. That's sufficient?
I think you can decide how you want the motion, but that sounds good.
It's Sunrise Adventure Fire Station recommendation.
So Harriet has made the motion to accept this agreement provide professional services from Sunrise Engineering for the fire station remodel for the roof and EMS building. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a second. Should we?
Probably need a vote call
vote. Sure. Harriet, could you please?
Harriet Dickerson, yes. Sandy Pumble?
Yes.
Amy McDonald?
Yes.
Rachel L. Britton?
Yes.
And Mayor John is absent and excused.
Okay. That sure sounds like the motion is approved. Butch will be back. I think he gets back this weekend, so I bet I can have him sign it on Monday.
I think that.
I can just scan it and email it to you if that sounds good.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. And we'll just get started on it. So.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks. I'm excited. I feel like this building almost needs a overhaul more than the conference hall did in some ways.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Now that you've seen what's underneath everything, it's probably, yeah.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, well, good. We'll look forward to it. Okay, moving on. There is no new business. And no need for a closed session. So we have reached the end.
JD's
online. Oh, JD. Did you have anything you wanted to mention about the fire department?
Not particularly. I hope we've dodged another bullet this year, but, you know, we still have quite a season left. So, no, I hopefully just pray for rain and pray fire stays away, right?
Yep.
So, no, we're doing just fine.
Okay. I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. This meeting can be adjourned.
So moved.
So moved.